There you go, player of the year for the Dream Team in 2019 in the sport of baseball. That's Noah Jacobson of the Potosi Trojans. And the coach of the year, the coach of the state championship winning Ellington Whippets, Jake Heim. And Coach Heim getting a chance to join us on the line right now. Coach, first of all, congratulations. And I'm sure a whole lot of great accolades that you and your team achieved this year. But let's start with you kind of being selected by your peers as coach of the year. How does that feel to you?
That's an amazing honor. You know, there's a lot of guys that coach their whole careers and never get the kind of opportunity that I had this year with the kind of team that I had this year. So, you know, just really I just have to thank my community so much for supporting me, wanting me to be their baseball coach, and my kids for coming out to work every day. And I used to tell them all the time, thanks for making me look good. And, you know, that's what they did. They came to work every day. And you know, to see that kind of recognition from – the other guys in the area that put in the same kind of work and time you do, and it's an amazing honor, and I'm very humbled by it.
You know, the last few years you had, you know, been making some pretty good runs. Last year you made it to the quarterfinals. This year you make it all the way. But, you know, at the start of the season, did you kind of see, when you looked at this team on paper and what they had put together in years past and how it was shaping up for this season, that they would be capable of putting together a year like this?
You know, I knew that they were going to be able to make a run. I'd be lying to say that I didn't have full confidence that these guys would be able to make the Final Four this year. You know, but at the same time, you just never know what's going to happen. It's high school baseball. These are high school kids. Slumps happen. You know, injuries happen. I'm just glad that they were all able to stay healthy and stay together. You know, I mean, I've had good groups in the past, and sometimes by the time they get to mature, they're not all there together or something's happened, you know, so. It's just one of those great team scenarios where luck has a little bit to do with it, health has a lot to do with it, and, you know, just them being committed to put in the work. So, I mean, yeah, I'd definitely be lying, too, if I told you I thought we were going to be 29-1 and state champions. I knew it was a special group, and I knew if they just committed to the goals at hand and came out and just played our brand of baseball and grinded every day, that they'd give themselves an opportunity to be successful, and I'm just super proud of them for doing that.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, many teams, they go, even state championship winning teams, they go through slumps sometimes. They have to deal with injuries, and sometimes that results in a few losses on the schedule. But it seemed that your team, even when, you know, there may have been a dry spell or maybe one guy had to miss a game or two, it still ended up in a victory because you only ended up with one loss all season long. How do you think that really, you know, talked about the testament of these guys and, you know, the fortitude that they had really from start to finish this year?
You know, I actually think that's probably what gave us ultimate success in the end. We had a little stretch there where Cameron Brewer missed four or five games. A lot of people would say he's one of our best players. It's not our best player. You know, so when he went down with a little bit of a back injury, I really think that's what granted us success later in the year, because the rest of the guys had to really step up, you know, maybe do a little bit more than they were used to doing and carry his weight, which a lot of times in a lot of games, that's a lot of production there that you're used to having. So, you know, in those games that Cameron missed, we were able to kind of, you know, rally around him, and we had some really outstanding pitcher performances by a couple guys and that kept us in tight games, and then, you know, got timely hits when we needed them. So that way when we got back to full strength at the end, I mean, everybody kind of used to doing a little bit more than maybe they needed to, and that's what you have to be state championship caliber team, I believe. You know, you have to have everybody that contributes and everybody that goes about their business. You know, it's in baseball, it's definitely a team sport, but it's kind of like an individualized set of goals. If everybody performs their job the way that they're capable of, good things are going to happen. And, you know, it's just one of these teams that it happened to work out. And, you know, that's a testament, like you said, to not only their fortitude and their goal mindset. You know, we're just going to go accomplish the task at hand, and we're going to do everything that we need to make sure we get it done. So, like I said, I've said it 120, 150 times since we won it the other day. I mean, I'm just so proud of this group for being able to just close the job and focus on the task at hand and just work hard and have each other's back. That's been huge for us all year. Just have each other's back. You know, when somebody's not having their best game, let's make sure we rally around them and do what we can to make sure the team goals shine first.
How do you think things shape up for next year to try and repeat?
You know, I don't know about repeating, and as far as things shape up around here, you know, all I can say that this group has done is cemented Arlington baseball, and they put us on the map. So what they've created is a brand of winning and a culture of winning that I think we've got some capable players coming back, and they're going to be able to help us out, you know, and that's going to be the goal from day one. Let's go out and let's do what we can to become a winning ball club. Let's go out and do what we can to play the game the right way, play it with respect, you know, and not just have the respect of our school and our community, but also the other baseball teams in the area. And that just starts from day one. It actually starts this summer, getting into work during the summer, you know, keeping our arms in shape and then just going out and making it happen. But as far as repeating, we're not going to think about that right now. We're just going to go and work and try to get the best baseball team on the field we can. And then we're going to go from there.
Well, we appreciate the time, Coach. As always, it was a great season to watch all season long, and we thank you once again, and congratulations once again on being Coach of the Year.
I really appreciate that, and like I said, it means a lot that the coaches in the area, you know, selected me, and like I said, I'm very humbled by it, and it's much appreciated, and it's just a testament to my community and how proud I am of the Arlington Whippets baseball program and my guys, and I'm really grateful.
Very cool. Jay Keim, your Coach of the Year in the sport of baseball for the 2019 Spring Dream Team.